Stand up and walk out. Hi, I'm your host, Jason Cable, and this is jasoncable.com's GLBT podcast, where we talk about gay and lesbian issues. Why do I say stand up and walk out? Well, if you're in the military and you're gay, and we get a Republican president, leave. I'm telling you to leave. Quit your job. Quit your career, quit your future. Fuck them all. They hate you. You're a fag. You're a homosexual. We don't want your kind around. You kill morale. You destroy troop cohesion. Yes. You harm troop cohesion because you're gay. And you're obviously not professional enough to not be sucking off a fellow Humvee driver going through the desert. Yeah, you're just going to go down on him and rape him while you're driving through the desert. That was the point of tonight's CNN YouTube debate for the GLBT community. That's what we got. That's all we got. Sure, we got the about gay marriage. That wasn't disgusting enough. The questions were posed on CNN by amateurs. People like you and me. Anyone who can make a YouTube video. What's it take? A video camera or a webcam? Anything. One of the questions came from a 42-year veteran of the United States Army. He was a brigadier general, in fact. He was a retired brigadier general. He served our country for 42 years and now is an out gay man. What's wrong with that, you say? Ooh. When he posed the question, what do you think of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and gays in the military, the Republicans, three of the candidates, I don't remember which ones, honestly. I was too heartbroken during the whole thing to take note of who said what. But gays are bad for troop morale. They are disorderly. Homosexuals, they disrupt what goes on, and they are bad for troop cohesion. You know, every military service member has duties and rights, not necessarily rights, they have duties to uphold. And one of those duties is orderly conduct. You can be discharged from the military for disorderly conduct. So they are to remain, while working, professional, courteous to others, respectful of their teammates, of their, you know, troop, and but don't straight people have to do that too? Oh, yeah. So, if you have a troop, and you have men and women in it, and you got a horny guy, and he starts hitting on a woman, you tell me that he might not get kicked out of the army. But if you're a translator, if you're a doctor, if you're anything in the military, and they just find out you're gay? You don't even have to do anything. They just have to find out. They can kick you out? Yep. Now, you tell me how being gay hurts troop cohesion, and I'll give you $100. I will fucking give you $100 if you can tell me honestly how just the sole fact of being gay hurts troop cohesion and morale. Well, you know what? A disorderly heterosexual who's thinking with her dick, if they're a guy. I'll leave women out of this. Women, be lucky you're being left out of this one this time. And you know, if it's a horny guy or her, anyone can be disorderly. And are homosexuals in the military guaranteed to be horny? Are they guaranteed to come on or to try to attract others in their unit? No. I say no. So nearly 14 years ago, Mitt Romney definitely had it wrong. He thought it was 15 years ago. But 14 years ago, and I believe it was either this week or last week, so we are on the anniversary of the historic compromise policy of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which specifies that you are not to reveal your sexual orientation if you are a member of the armed services. Before that, they could just, you know, you were gay, you were gone. Well, it's still kind of that way, but it's a little better. Before, you, if you were gay, you weren't even allowed to be in the military. Now, if you're gay, you're allowed to be in the military as long as they don't know. Well, that part isn't always so easy. And it is a flawed policy. But you know what? It was meant to be a compromise. It's not what Bill Clinton had envisioned 14 years ago. It ended up turning into a compromise. If it was up to Bill Clinton, Gates would have served openly in the military. But that didn't happen, and it wasn't going to happen at that time. I think the time for it to happen is now. And one of the people on the stage said that because most people who are inclined to be in the military are conservative, it hurts their values so much that they can't perform up to their normal expectations if there's a homosexual in their troop or unit. Well, if they're so moral themselves, if you have someone who is destined to be the most moral, upstanding, non-misguided person in the world, what's going to hurt them more, the homosexual or the whore? So, they got a bunkmate. Doesn't matter what branch you're in. And shore leave comes up. So, you know, bunkmate comes back, whatever. And the guy, this morally upstanding Bible reader who was born to be pure and chaste until he's married, hears about the whorings going on during shore leave and all the prostitutes that his bunkmate bought and told him about. That's going to hurt the person more than just knowing that the bunkmate's gay. Come on. We are living in a different time and in a different era here. Now, these Republicans, first and foremost, in these debates, they are representing themselves. I think there is no doubt about that. Secondly, they're representing their party. So if 3 out of 8 of these extremely well-to-do people say that that gays in the military just shouldn't happen. Kick them out. You're okay with that? We had a man who risked his life for 42 years to protect this country, to uphold the values of the commander in chief, to do whatever. I don't know what the man did. 42 years. And made it all the way to a general. And you want to go back in time and just, you know, take him out? Erase him. Forget him. It's like he was never in there. We didn't ever want him in. You can tell this old man that? Who's now brave enough to come out and say that he's gay? Wow. How daring. How dare you? I'm not just here tonight to bash Republicans. I'm not just here. Well, I am here because I'm angry. But, you know, I did agree with a lot of what was said tonight, aside from the whole gay issue. But it hurt me. It hurt me to see us treated as second-class citizens. I didn't choose this. Thank God that question didn't come up. I didn't choose to be gay. Trust me. Growing up in rural Pennsylvania, I probably wouldn't have chosen to be gay. I would have chosen to be straight. Would have made that choice to be straight. In fact, I spent 6 years of my life trying to convince myself that I was straight. Yeah, that worked. But some people do spend 6 or 60 years of their lives pretending or trying to believe that they're straight. It's not healthy. It's not good for you. Sorry about that. The TV came off of pause and it was funny because it was just what we were talking about. And it reminded me of something Mitt Romney actually said in 1994, or 93, 92, whatever it was, that he looked forward to the day where he could see gays and lesbians serving together in the United States Army and Armed Forces. But guess what? His mind has changed. But honestly, you know, I do agree with a lot of the rhetoric that's going on stage. I don't agree with it all. But you know what? Don't attack us. I wasn't born this way. Did my cat choose to be a cat? When my cat was born, did he choose to be a cat? Did he choose to be a male? Did he choose to be a male that was later going to have his nuts cut off? No. Poor baby. Anyway. Spay or neuter your animals, by the way. I didn't choose to be male. I didn't choose to be born. And I didn't choose to be gay. I chose to start a podcast because I got pissed off. So, stand up for what you believe in. Be good to yourself. Be good to others. Aren't those universal things that we should all believe in? And you know what? Just because I'm gay doesn't mean I'm gonna want to suck your dick. Why are people afraid of serving? Are the troops really afraid of serving with gay people in the military? I don't know. Some surveys say yes. Some say no. Depends on who paid for the surveys. If it's the Republicans, it's going to say that people, it kills morale and does stuff for, you know, doesn't help cohesion in the unit. Blah, blah, blah. If it was sponsored by the Service Members Legal Defense Network, whatever the hell they are. SLDN, I think, .org. They're going to say that there's not a problem with it. And I'm going to say there's not a problem with it. So go to hell. Go to hell, all of you. Now, for the rest of the debate, who did well? Who bombed? Ron Paul, oh my God. You know what? You may have some good ideas. A little too creepy for me. Fred Thompson? Jesus Christ, what the hell are you? Looks like they took Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan and morphed the two. Oh, God. And, so the three forerunners, the people at the head of the pack, you got Mitt Romney, who I think did a horrible job. He didn't answer one question directly. He tried to sidestep very poorly a multitude of questions. So that leaves John McCain and Rudy Giuliani. And honestly, if I had to make a choice between some of the Democrats and Rudy Giuliani, I'd actually pick Giuliani. Don't kill me on that one, please. I said some of the Democrats. But, of course, that would have to depend on gay rights. And he's the leader on the Republican side for gay rights. That's for damn sure. Whatchacallit was also good, too. Why can't I think of his name? Mike Huckabee. Very good. He did very well. He and Giuliani, I would say, were the quote-unquote winners of the debate, if there is such a thing. But, you know, Rudy Giuliani, I lost a lot of respect for him because he was a Bush zealot during the last election, and he said some things that were really against what, you know, he's believed in his entire political career. But he's a hard ass. Very tough. Maybe a little too tough for what we need. I don't know. I think it's time to get another stand-up president who's not going to take shit from anyone, except who's going to do the right thing, not the white thing. And, yeah, he could turn the country around. There's no doubt about it. The man does possess the abilities, the strengths, and, of course, the weaknesses to do the job. And I think that way about some of the Democrats, too. You know, one of the things that really turned me off of one of the Democrats, though, was I heard on the radio that Barack Obama actually had an ex-gay perform at a benefit concert he was holding. Yeah. To me, there is no such thing as someone who was formerly gay. You're gay your whole life. You're born this way. It's not a choice. So why you would want one of those at a conference or at a fundraiser, I don't know. I just don't. Don't get it. I don't get it. And that's about it. So until next time, which I hope is not too far away, I'm your host, Jason Cable, saying good night.